Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here, and I've got the lovely J2N with me. And she's got a mouthful of breakfast, so she can't say hello right now. I've just been listening to J2N's boo about customer service and getting people on the phone and stuff. Now, this holiday company that Jana was talking about, the thing that amazed me about them is they just didn't seem to care about your business.
Hello.
See, that's genuine proof that the real J2N is here.
Yeah, but I have to wait till I haven't got my mouth full, otherwise I get told off. Right, sorry, carry on.
That's right, it's an example for the kids, isn't it? Yes, we have to remember to not speak with mouthfuls. Yeah, mouths full. When I heard you on the phone to them before, it just sounded like that they weren't trying. They weren't trying to retain your business. And I was a bit surprised by that. And then when it came to the refund, I was the one that made the phone call. Because you were busy. But it was just like, and you'd like to refund. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that'll be a new card very soon. Just, that's it. And it was like, it was just completely, there was no... Oh, can you tell us why you want to do this, or is there anything else we can offer you, or just oh yeah, want your money back? Yeah, I can do that. Boom, and gone. It's like the company just really doesn't. It's like it makes you feel that your business is not important to them. Because easy come, easy go. You know, oh well, you haven't got your business. Oh well, never mind. And then,
well, that's the impression I had when I spoke to two different. Reps there to say, well, you know, I booked somewhere, that's gone, what are you going to do about it? And they were like, oh, well, would you like me to search? And, you know, the first one was, oh, well, I'll search for you, but then she couldn't actually offer me anything. It was all the stuff that I had rejected, because obviously there's not much left now. But it wasn't like she was saying, well, you know, well, we'll give you an upgrade, or we'll find someone nicer.
Oh, yeah,
or,
exactly.
You know, that's what you would expect after something like that. But she was just like, no, I'll just offer you one of the things that you've already rejected. So that was a bit odd. And then also that she argued with me about the criteria that I specified. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't happen now anyway. And it's like, well, but I went through and I made sure, you know, if we want a pool, I made sure that it says this pool is open all year. So please don't argue with me that in the UK the pools are generally only open after May. So it was all a bit... No, you don't get to argue with me now. I'm the customer. I'm already annoyed. So, and then the second one, I had to phone back, didn't I?
We haven't had time to ring you back yet. Like the whole team was in a meeting, so it was like, well, you know, we don't care about delivering service to our customers. We're going to go and have a meeting now. I do wonder about that company, whether that company's on its knees and about to close.
Well, that's why I said get the money back now.
Huge company meeting about redundancies or something. In my dealing with them, when I didn't hear that bit when they were arguing with you about your requirements, but it sounded like they were competent and they were, you know, they were able to do things. And I can do this for you. I can look for other properties. I can do your refund for you. So they were kind of what they could do. They were happy to do.
Yeah.
But their motivation didn't seem to be, make money for the company and make sure our customers are happy and that customers have a fantastic experience and recommend us to other, to their friends and stuff like that. It just didn't seem to have the right motivation. I don't know if it's that they're not incentivized, you know, they're not aware of the sales figures and like, oh, team, look, you know, sales figures are up on last week and stuff like that and we need to push.
I don't know.
You know, they just didn't seem to be motivated. And so, but it is interesting that, you know, so you've pointed out that we've come from a situation where we were complaining about the fact that when we found up a call centre, we were talking to somebody who didn't speak English as their first language. Henry's come in and doing some acrobatics, which is distracting Jana and that's distracting me.
Sorry.
So we've come from a situation where we were complaining. Shall I pause it? Right, we're back. Where were we? I was reflecting on the fact that like what you was like what you were saying in your biryana, that that
mm-hmm.
now at least we get to speak to human beings, and mm-hmm. it's the same thing about, you know, like overseas call centres, where we used to complain about the fact that when we spoke to a customer services, that they were we'd end up speaking to somebody whose accent was really strong and who didn't understand what we were saying because English wasn't their first language. So we've kind of put up with that sort of behaviour from companies, and then automatic voice response systems, which mm-hmm. and keypad activated systems and stuff like that. So we've been through all of that rubbish, and then now if we get back to humans in the UK to talk to, now we can differentiate between the ones that are actually helpful and want to try and help you enjoy a great holiday with them,
mm-hmm.
And the ones that don't really care and just mm-hmm. want to get you off the phone.
That's what I find a bit odd about that company, because I mean, you always get like one who's a bit like that, and they might have a bad day or something. But then it's like every single one of them you speak to is like, oh, that happened. Oh well, you know, tough. What do you want me to do about it, kind of thing. So, and the second one I had to have a rant at before she said, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, would you like me to have a look? Well, yes, please, if it's not too much trouble. And then, she just came out with, again, completely inappropriate stuff. She must have just looked for sort of the same price. Mm. But she didn't actually give me something better to make up for the fact that
they didn't seem to be bothered about that.
No, not at all. Yeah. And and then the fact that two separate ones said that, oh, some of the property Brownie owners are having a problem with our company.
Brown meat.
Ew.
Brown meat.
Okay. Yeah, give it to the monster. I don't want it.
Some of the property owners are having problems with that. Taking objection to that company.
Yeah, two separate ones, but they seem to have problems booking anything in because the owners had problems, and I thought, well, it's not just the owners, the customers as well. So I don't know what they're doing. They're having problems with the owners, and they're not keeping their customers happy. I mean, it's like, if you want to drive yourself out of business, that's the way to go.
And to me, it's a lack of empathy, and that's what you get that with. I've had that with experiences with like car insurance companies and stuff, the person that you're talking to, they're just doing their job and they don't really mm-hmm. have any empathy for your situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fact that you were distraught because you just had a car crash and you don't know how you're going to get to work, and you don't know how mm-hmm. you're going to pick up your kids from school, and mm-hmm. you don't know how you're going to live your life without your car you've just had somebody drive into, you know. Or the fact that, you know, that you thought you were going on holiday to this place and now it's going to have to find something else last minute, kind of thing. And it's like, mm-hmm. it's a stressful situation for you as a customer of theirs. And, you know, if they don't show empathy, then, you know, you're not going to get a satisfactory experience. And it's, you know, it sounds like, you know, if a company would need to empathise with both its customers and also its suppliers, in the sense of, you know, if it's a company that's that's brokering, you know, like renting of properties out and stuff like that.
Well, the holiday company is really weird because that wasn't normal customer services. That was the relocations team. So it sounds like this you know, this happens quite a lot. So they should really be trained mm-hmm. to deal with that situation and, you know, make the right noises when that happens. But I think the problem is when you're in, very much like you always hear that about doctors, that they fail to empathise. But that's because they see so many. And if you genuinely want to empathise with every single person you see, you just can't take all that on anymore after a while. Yeah. So you have to, that's why doctors have the gallows humour and all the acronyms that are actually quite disdainful when you hear them. But that's how they deal with having to see so much pain and suffering. Misery and So, you know, so that's all understandable. And I think it's in customer services, it's similar, because people phone you up and they all have the same story. And, you know, and I used to work in a similar environment. So, and you know, after 6 months, you've heard basically all of it before. Mm-hmm. And it's really difficult to then, you know, you really have to motivate yourself. And I think this is where it's then on the company to constantly remind employees to say, look, you know, it might be the same to you and you've heard the story 100 times, but to that person, it's only just happened to them. And, you know, you need to still be able to put yourself in their shoes somehow, and you need to make the right noises, and you need to be able to convey to them, you know, if someone's had a burglary or a car crash, as you say, you know, and you're the one taking that call, you need to be able to still empathize and you know, and be able to make them feel like that's the most important thing in the world right now, and you're going to help them out.
Mm.
But that very much depends on the company to convey that to their customer, to their call staff.
Mm.
And maybe they need to swap them around or whatever to let them do something else every now and then, so then they can come back to it later. Whatever it takes, I don't know. I don't know what, you know, what they can do, the successful ones.
Yeah.
But I do think you do kind of, you get numb to it because you've heard it before, and you need to, you know, so there needs to be something to remind you that, yeah, okay, you know, that's an individual person and it only just happened to them. So you need to treat them as an individual person, not just as the next caller in the line.
Mm.
So yeah, it's tricky, but that company is obviously not very successful. So
we like companies that have empathy and that instill empathy in their employees, a bit like Audioboo don't, because they don't have somebody who audio blogs on their platform.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being on my boo.
Yeah, thank you for getting on.
Toodle-a-boo.
Bye.